CSX Big Jim's house, Big Jim Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, 751, 65 degrees. We're talking about Travis Pastrana last night doing three Evel Knievel jumps last night. Pretty damn cool. If you want to see him, we'll text him to you. Of course, 248-398-WCSX, the same number you call. The keyword is
jump.
And here's Aaron. Jumping her cousins on a big wheel back in the day in Mount Clemens. There she goes.
It was an Indian Scout, by the way, that he used.
Was it? We were talking about that, yeah.
At FTR 750. We were talking about the weight of motorcycles, so that thing was tricked out.
See, and that's one of the things. I heard somebody going, that's the only reason I wouldn't do it. And like that, and the fact that it's a ramp and you're airborne on a motorcycle. But still, didn't he jump on an AMF back in the day? It was a Harley Davidson, like AMF.
It was very, it was custom. It was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, we were talking about this in the studio. In life, you were either the Evel Knievel or you were the bus. You were the kid. We all jumped somebody when we all wanted to be Evel Knievel. So you were either on your bike, your big wheel, whatever it was, and you jumped somebody. Or you were the kid who always had to lay down there and be the bus on the end of the ramp. Stuart Kleppe in my world. I don't think Kleppe ever jumped once. Seriously, I just think that
he was that kid.
He was a nice kid, great guy, but he was always, Kleppe was the one that we made lay down and we would jump over him. You were jumping your cousins with a big wheel?
We had set up like a stupid ramp that epically failed, but we tried.
Oh, we all did, with plywood and then the cinder blocks, and then it would buckle in the middle, and
exactly.
And then the cinder blocks would shoot out, and it would have like wham and hit the person. You never wanted to be the first bus. You wanted to be in the middle, believe it or not. First bus got hit with the ramp when it would fall apart. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. Were you Evel Knievel or were you the bus? Doc in Clarkston, go ahead, man.
I remember jumping 10 garbage cans with a 10-speed bicycle when I was young.
How did that end?
A major get-off. I was trash.
Oops.
One more. Tim in Detroit, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing today?
So were you Evel Knievel or were you the bus?
I was Evel Knievel. I hit the bus.
Oops.
So what happened?
I was always trying to take my bike and jump ramps, and we would set big wheels and line them up and try to jump them, and always end up failing every time.
But it never stopped you?
Never stopped me. We went back for more and more. What's ironic about it is I'm at a campground right now in Belleville, and there was kids out here last night trying to jump logs over a campfire.
I love it. We're all Evel Knievels, man. 100 years from now, it'll still be Evel Knievels, the coolest dude in the world. All right, Tim.
Yes, man. Thank you, you guys. You guys have an awesome week. Bye-bye.
There he goes. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. I had a Montgomery Ward 10-speed bike to deliver papers on. My dad bought me it. Right?
Montgomery Ward.
Remember those? Yeah. Powder blue. So my dad goes, no jumping, because we used to BMX bike everywhere. So one day he's coming home from work, and they were building these apartments where they level off, and then they drop down.
Oh, no.
All he sees is some fat Irish kid with a big head airborne on a 10-speed. And that was the one time I jumped. It snapped the front forks and went over the head. Oh, it was bad, man.